Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs. With timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Their purpose is delivering your peace of mind, knowing your love will arrive bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 3rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Hope you guys all had a great Tuesday. In the Philly area, it was certainly not a great Tuesday. It was gross outside all day, wet, cold, no snow. I was talking to James about whether or not I would have preferred it to be snow, and obviously there is like a magical component to snow, especially when it's, you know, the beginning of Christmas season and everything. So snow would have been nice, but then there's the whole shoveling it out. I gotta admit, James unfortunately might end up being right about snow. I love snow, it's fun, but there are the adult components to it now where you actually have to take care of it. When I was a kid, it was just all fun. I didn't have to shovel, I didn't have to do any of that. Now it could potentially, or is, something you have to deal with. So if you got snow, I hope you enjoyed watching it fall. This morning, probably not enjoying it too much. But yeah, not a great day in the Philly area weather-wise, but also not a great day Eagles-wise. Certainly not fun around the team right now as fans, media members, both locally and nationally, try to decipher and figure out what in the world is going on with this team and if they are going to be able to turn it around. So we got a lot to get into today. Got some audio from Jordan Mailata, who was on the Players Lounge on, or was on the Jordan Mailata show on Monday night. And then Spike Eskin and Joe Giglio, I thought, had some interesting things to say on WIP that I want to react to. So a lot to get into. We're also going to do my NFC power rankings, dive deep into why I think the Eagles, spoiler alert, should still be the number one team on the power rankings, but also look at the other teams around the league and what I think of them. So let's get into it. Let's get your Wednesday started. It's the midweek point of the week. Friday is almost here, especially if you're listening to this late in the day on Wednesday. Then it's basically Friday. So on the schedule for today, good news. Well, bad news. Fake News Elliot told you the coordinators were talking on Tuesday. I was wrong about that one. They are talking today. So the week kind of kicks off today for the Eagles. Normally the coordinators talk on Tuesday, but since they're not playing until Monday, they're going to talk today. So we're going to hear from everyone's favorite coordinator, Kevin Petullo, Vic Fangio, and Michael Clay later today. Make sure you're tuned into the Daily Pod tomorrow, as we'll have all the Kevin Petullo audio from what he has to say. Also, Vic Fangio, whose unit's not coming off of a good performance against the Bears. So that'll be what is on the schedule for today. As always, you can check out Twitter and all that for live reaction and live comments that they have to say if you can't wait until tomorrow morning. All right, the injury report. So we won't get a look at who is injured on the Eagles until Thursday when they have their first practice of the week. We'll get a better look, see if there's any new injuries, anyone that's able to practice this week that was, you know, limited last week. You would hope after some extra time off, having not played since last Friday, that there'll be a pretty healthy team heading into Monday's game. Lane Johnson, the obvious one here that might not play or likely is not going to play. And the hope is he returns against the Raiders the following week, or you would think that, you know, one of the Washington games. So Lane, you know, a player to start to keep an eye on, but probably still likely not going to play this week. And then for the Chargers, obviously Justin Herbert, he had his surgery on Monday. He is considered day to day. Seems he's going to play. The Chargers didn't have any type of announcement or anything on his status. They said they wouldn't have that until later in the week. So seems like he is going to play. But with that broken non-throwing hand, I mean, he's not going to be able to do under shotgun stuff and not shotgun, under center stuff. And if you can get to him, it should be easier to knock the ball away from him. So definitely a good news for the Eagles that they're going to get a less than 100% Justin Herbert, as they obviously need this win and to get back on track. All right, news. No real roster moves the last few days. They did bring back Terrence Marshall, who took Britton Covey's spot on the practice squad. So not a ton of roster moves, which means let's talk about the book drive. Still sitting over $14,000. Has slowed down a little bit. To everyone that has given, thank you so much. Much appreciated. Doing so much good with Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philly that works to get books into the hands of children. The goal, we're trying to get up to 15,000, and then who knows from there. We're going lightning fast through this first little bit. Slow down. So if you haven't given it up, if you haven't given yet, there's any way you could do it. Every single donation counts. A $5 donation means one new book to one kid in the area. So thank you to everybody that has donated. As you know, you can win a Zach Bond signed football or a Dewani Soraya shirt, who does all of your favorite Eagles drawings that you see, not just for the Eagles, actually. She's done Flyers, Unions, Phillies. So really, really excited to have her on board, and that design should be out soon. So thank you to everybody that has donated, and if you're able to make a donation, it would be much appreciated. Okay, let's get into what Spike Eskin had to say about, he said this, I believe this was Monday or Tuesday, he said this, but I thought it was good perspective as to what can be expected the rest of the way, what should be accepted the rest of the way, and what our reaction will be depending on the outcome. So here's Spike saying that with the rest of the season, he doesn't think they have to win the Super Bowl, but there is one thing they absolutely have to avoid. So here's Spike explaining that.
Super Bowl hangover, I can get with it. What I can't get with is what it looked like is starting to happen on Friday, and that's a collapse. And we've been smelling this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and they beat the Packers and they beat the Lions, but still, you know, you could talk yourself into the fact that they just won, but something didn't feel quite right, right? And this even goes back further than that. And the issue with a collapse is that if they collapse, if they end up winning 9 games this season, right? Even if they end up winning 10 and they get obliterated in the playoffs or something, and we see more games like we saw on Friday, not just getting beat, but getting run over by a team that you are as talented, if not more talented than, then it calls into question everything that I thought I knew for sure about the Eagles. It calls into question, I knew for sure Nick Sirianni, great culture coach, right? Going to keep the, I was confident in the leadership of the football team. All of those things, the makeup of them, not how they're playing specifically, but the future. If they collapse again for the second time in 3 years, you have to ask more difficult questions than you have to ask if they just are not quite as good this year as we want them to be.
Yeah.
And the effort against the Bears and the collapse against the Cowboys, again, from a football perspective, I think all year they've been playing with fire. I don't think they've been that good all year. Even the games that they won, that I can understand. But getting your brains beat in at home in front of a national TV audience by a team that, like, to a certain extent, going into that game, I'm like, all right, this is a fraud off. Both teams sort of feel like frauds.
They didn't even do anything offensively.
Nothing.
Everything they already did was just hand the ball off.
Nothing. Nothing. It's not Caleb Williams was fine, but it wasn't great, you know? It wasn't. Everybody kept saying, well, look at Ben Johnson's play designs. I don't know. It looked like they were just running it right through the middle of our defense.
Yes.
You know, so the scary thing for me is, at this point, is like, Are the 2025 Eagles going to collapse? And there was at one point this year where you could say to yourself, 23 is 23. It's 2 years ago. But there are so many things that smell the same this year compared to that year. And if they collapse again, I've given up on the hope of them winning the Super Bowl. I think that's gone. I thought that was gone for a couple of weeks. But I did not think that they would collapse, that they would let go of the rope, that they would stop, you know, doing everything that they could to win football games.
So, you know, it's funny. We keep talking about, whether or not this is 2023, whether it feels like 2023. And Jordan Mailata had something interesting to say about that, which we'll play in a second. But I did want to kind of piggyback off of what Spike said there. So I agree. Obviously, like, you can't collapse. That is really the only bad outcome for this season. Now that we're at this point, prior to the start of the year, you could have said, look, if they go 4-12, everyone's terrible the full year, then yeah, that's really bad. But at this point, they're 8-4. They've essentially guaranteed a winning record, and they've essentially guaranteed a playoff spot. Like, they're going to be in the postseason. Likely that postseason game is going to be at home. And they're going to win 9 games. So the ultimate kind of terrible season is not going to happen. But a second collapse would really, really put the Eagles in a tough spot. I think there is almost no shot they fire Nick Sirianni this offseason. And I think there's very little chance that they fire Jalen. The difference between Nick and Jalen, just contractually, is they just gave Nick an extension this past offseason. They didn't give it to Jalen. And Jalen could be looking for one this offseason. So there's contractual reasons they can move on from Jalen as opposed to Nick. But if they collapse again, like, let's say they lose 4 of the next 5. And then let's say they get in the playoffs still. I think they probably still win the division. But let's say they don't, right? Let's say they don't win a playoff game, to what Spike said. If you collapse again and you make the same mistakes you did in 2023, and I know the reasons will be different, but to start 10-1 in 2022 and then to be, 8-2 in 2025 and to both seasons lose, 80% of your games the rest of the way, that is a major red flag. And it would speak to like the extremes of what it's like maybe to have Nick and Jalen as the backbone of your team. 2022 and 2024, they were unbeatable, 80% of the season after the first few weeks. Even 2021, that happened. But if you collapse again, if I'm Jeffrey, I got some concerns. Because now you're going into next season, you're dealing with the collapse again, you're dealing with the drama, you have to get off to a good start. Like, that would be concerning. I do not think they would fire Nick. And again, there's the Jalen contractual reasons. But I agree with Spike. If they can just be normal the rest of the way, if they can go 3-2, if they can win one playoff game, and then, they lose the play, let's say they win one and then they lose the next one because of penalties or, stuff that hurt them throughout the year. It's not a great outcome to the season. Fans aren't going to love it, but I think that's somewhat acceptable. the collapse would not be acceptable. And that would put another situation where as soon as the season ends, there'll be questions about if Nick is going to keep his job, if Jalen will be back. Like, I don't know if they can both survive another collapse, which sounds crazy to say because they just won the Super Bowl. And I said preseason that, you know, I don't think this will be a year where you can give big sweeping thoughts on the jobs they do because it's really tough to come off a Super Bowl. But if you collapse again, that's a really bad look. And the other person that would be a really bad look for it that hasn't been talked a lot is Howie Roseman. Now, I don't think Howie had a bad offseason, but Jahad Campbell's not playing. Andrew Mukuba played, but hasn't been great. Adoree Jackson has been average. Let Chauncey go. And now I think we can say that was a mistake. Like, at the time, I was okay with it. But you look at what he's doing in Chicago. They could use a player, they could use a player like Chauncey on the team. So that's looking like a mistake. You know, letting Mekhi Becton go, the offensive line hasn't been as good. They don't have that continuity there. Like, in as much as it'll be on Nick and Jalen, let's look at a broader picture here. If the Eagles don't win a playoff game this year, Howie Roseman as a GM, for as great as he is, will have won playoff games in back-to-back seasons once. And that's in like 15 years-ish of being the GM, right? He took over in roughly 2012. It's 2025. So a little less than 15 years. But long span. Like, he's had, obviously, a Hall of Fame career. He's won two Super Bowls. He's had outstanding seasons. But keeping the team to consistently win, that's not been one of Howie Roseman's strengths. So I think Spike is dead on. If they just have a regular rest of the season, I think it's mostly fine. But if they collapse again, I think it's, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, it's time to ask serious questions about the people in charge and their ability to have sustained success. Not saying you have to win the Super Bowl, but just not collapse again. That is really the goal from here on out. Avoid the collapse. Now, the good news is Jordan Mailata was on the play on the Jordan Mailata show on Monday night, and he says it doesn't feel like 2023. So here's Jordan Mailata explaining why he doesn't think it's 2023. The other question I had for you was, we've talked about it earlier in the season, but I think a natural fear from fans is 2023. I don't know how much you hear that, but 2023, you guys were 10-1, probably weren't playing your best football. I think everyone would agree with that. And then it just kind of, it fell apart, right? And I think, you know, this year, people feels that same way.
Man, I'll tell you right now, this is nowhere near close to 2023. So let's put that in the, let's nip that in the bud right there. This is... At least as a player in the locker room, if I was part of the 2023 team and part of this team, it's nowhere near. Nowhere near.
How so?
I'm telling you now, the way we go about the practice, the detail, although we're not winning games, I shouldn't even say that. We won 8 games.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that. You know, and I think just the way we attack every day with the attention to detail. Some would say, I would probably say the detail right now is our in-game execution, right? That is lacking. We can go back to practice, and that would probably be a big emphasis of putting ourselves in these situations where they keep hurting us in games, and that's all you can do. And I feel like that wasn't there in 23. It's there this year. The coaching technique, it's there this year. It wasn't there in 23. So I just think, I want to dead it, if you know where that came from. Dead it. I'm going to dead it. Right then and there, this is not a, I mean, maybe as a fan, but I can tell you now as a player, this is completely different to 2023. That's like, I don't even want to go there. I kind of said that earlier in the year, probably like week one, no, week two. Was it week three?
Something like
I remember
that.
I said it during the year, and I was like, what an idiot. I don't even know why I said that. Mm-hmm. It's not even true. Not even true. Because the even the way we go about practice, like padded practices, the no walkthrough Wednesdays. The only walkthrough Wednesdays we've had is during the short weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that's all we had. So like, I love the way we attack every day now. It's just completely different to 2023. So I, at least as a player, that's my experience. But maybe as a fan, maybe I need to see it as a fan. Maybe yeah. I need to see it as a fan to relate because, as a player, it doesn't feel the same.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it.
Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So very strongly said, I'll say, having done the show with Mailata all year, there's been a few times he's talked about this, and he's always very, very clear. It does not feel like 2023. And he better be right, you know? And I think what's interesting, he brings up the coaching and like the level of detail. Obviously now you can't, you know, obviously now looking back, clearly the coaching wasn't great in 2023. They moved on from both coordinators. And I think there was a feeling that, you know, in the building, they knew the coaching wasn't great, including Nick, who kept his job. But I think he would tell you didn't do a good job. Mailata seems way, way more encouraged in the coaching this time around. I also think the locker room, I do think they are tighter than they were in 2023. One quote that always sticks in my head is Brandon Graham saying about the 2023 team, they didn't have to be friends, but they did have to be coworkers. That's not an environment you want. This year, I think they're tight. Like, the defensive line seems tight to me. The offensive line is always a tight group. AJ and Devontae are super close. Saquon certainly has his friends in the locker room. I know Goddard is tight with the tight ends, and you know they're friends across positions as well. But in 2023, I didn't get the vibe they were hanging out. Like, remember they did that desperate attempt to do like an escape room at the end of the year and all that stuff. Like, I think they are a tighter group. I think, you know, the Georgia guys have part to do with that too. All the Georgia guys are tight. So I don't get the sense there's locker room strife. Like, the Jalen stuff, we could talk about that for forever. He's the quarterback. He lives in a different world. But I don't think the locker room is as fractured as before. I do think there's finger pointing going on at Jalen, which is unfair to a certain degree. And that's interesting. But I don't get the sense they are falling apart internally the way I think they all felt they were in 2023. I think this time around, they feel they have the answers. I don't think they felt they had the answers in 2023. So it's good to hear Mailata say that and say it so firmly. And I don't think it's something he's just saying, having been around him. I truly believe that he knows it, but I truly believe that he believes it. Now, we'll find out. This Monday night, prime time, big game. We're going to find out, like, if the Eagles are falling apart or if they can rebound this thing. Now, early in the year, they lost two games. They won four straight. So they have a good track record of bouncing back this year, but they got to do it one more time, and they have to avoid the collapse. All right. So next up, Joe Giglio, everyone's favorite takesman, my favorite takesman. I love a Joe Giglio take. He actually had a great take a few years ago that there's no such thing as a sale. Like if you get a, you know, this shirt's 20% off. Well, that's just what the shirt costs now. Like they were just overcharging you before. And I think that's been proven true. I've been very frustrated getting all these like Black Friday, 25% off any item. And then Saturday, we've extended it to Saturday, Sunday, giving you one more day, 25% off. Monday, Cyber Monday, 25% off everything. Like, it's crazy, right? So I was a good take by Giglio. But on Tuesday, Giglio and Hugh Douglas and Kyle Quinn, an awesome, awesome show, by the way. I know I'm biased, but everyone should listen to it. They have fun. They're interesting. They all get along. I think it's a great listen. They did a topic that obviously most people online hated, but it was whether or not you're interested in seeing Tanner McKee. So I wanted to play Giglio's thoughts on that and then give my thoughts on the idea of if you're interested in seeing Tanner McKee.
I'm going to reel off some quick numbers for you for Jalen Hurts. 59.1 completion percentage. That would rank 31st over the course of a season among starting quarterbacks. 6.6 yards per attempt. That would rank 27th. An 86 passer rating. That would rank 26th. So over the last month of the season, Jalen Hurts and this passing game are playing like some of the worst in the entire NFL. Those are facts. Those yes. are the numbers. And we keep looking at it and trying to unpack what's wrong and this and variables and all that. And I just keep thinking about something, and I'm wondering, and I have to tell everyone about it. I have started to privately wonder what the offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback. I don't think I'm the only one out there. I have thought about it. Yesterday we received, what, 3 or 4 phone calls from people talking about Tanner time? Deep down, I have started to picture what the offense might look like.
Deep down.
With Tanner McKee. Yeah, I mean, I'm being honest.
You're curious.
I'm curious what it would look like with Tanner McKee. We've talked about this for a long time. This guy's been here for a few years. Every time he plays.
He's the future.
Well, you've said that. Every time he's played well, right? Whether it be preseason or the games at the end of last season, we've seen him move the football. And now we have a season where we're not moving the football at all. I'll be clear. I don't expect this to happen, but as a fan, have privately started to picture what this offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback.
So first, before I give my opinion on this, I do want to say, like, as someone that loves sports hypotheticals, you know, fake trades, what ifs, all those things, it is kind of sad we've gotten to a point where he can't even ask the question without everybody online just being like, turn this trash off. This guy, like, it's just sports. It's just like a fun hypothetical. Like, what would the team look like if Tanner went in there? And I also find it interesting that people are very willing to talk about what it would look like if they fired Petullo, but the idea of talking about not playing Jalen is crazy. And I get why people are defensive of Jalen. Like, we've talked about this on the pod. He is underappreciated nationally. I think that his resume, for what it is, doesn't always put him on rankings where he should be. I think he represents a team in an unbelievable way. Like I've said, I don't think they'll ever have a quarterback represent the team better than Jalen. I've said that, you know, he might be a bigger star than the Eagles themselves. So like, I'm pro Jalen, but like, why can't we just have fun and talk about things, right? Like, what would the Eagles look like with Matthew Stafford? Last week, Hugh Douglas got dragged for days on Twitter for saying, what would they look like with Dak Prescott? I think I get why people do it. And I feel like in today's world, it's like, if you're a fan of someone, you just completely fan, you know, what's it called? Like, stand for them like 100% and like you're just, you know, attack anyone who says anything bad about it. I get it. Jalen's awesome and people love him and they should. He won them a Super Bowl. But I think it's okay to talk about hypotheticals. Hopefully, we're always able to talk about hypotheticals on this show without anyone getting all mad because hypotheticals are fun. Hypothetical trades. Like, would you trade Jalen for Joe Burrow straight up? Would you trade AJ Brown for whoever, right? Like, hopefully, we can always do that. Now, to what Giglio is saying, I am interested. Just to see, like, how could you not be interested to see what Tanner McKee would look like with this offense? Just like I would be interested to see what Jalen would look like on the Rams, because one debate we've had all season is it coaching or is it players? Is it coaching or is it players? And when we say players, we really mean Jalen, right? So I would love to see what it looks like, not because I don't think they can win with Jalen the rest of the year, not because I don't think he's a good quarterback, but I'd love to know the answer. So many of the leaks are, you know, the Eagles coaches do what they do because of Jalen, right? And you know, Jalen doesn't want to do this and Jalen doesn't want to do that. And, you know, like, I would just be really curious to see. Now, what do I think it would look like? My guess is If Tanner went in Monday night, he would be awesome. The question is, would he be awesome the following week? And then what would he be like the following week? Because one thing I don't think Jalen gets enough credit for is he's been in the league long enough where they've had a chance to adjust to him and he can still win. Not saying he's been great. Like, I think there's an argument. He hasn't had a super special season since 2022. So that's almost 3 full years. Obviously, last year winning Super Bowl MVP would certainly qualify. But during the year, I think we would all agree. It wasn't like, you know, he had 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, right? Like, it was a good year. He did what they needed him to. But he has not been in the MVP discussion for 3 straight years now. So I would just be interested to see it. Like, what would the offense look like? Would they throw the ball over the middle more? I think Tanner would take a lot more sacks than Jalen does. Now, Jalen gets sacked, but I think he avoids a lot of sacks. That being said, I think they throw it more. And I'd be curious to see how the running game would be out there. So, yeah, I just think it would be interesting. And I think we should all just be able to ask hypothetical questions because that's what this is about. It's sports. It's for fun. It's supposed to be an escape from real world problems, right? Like, real stuff you got going on in your life. If you can't ask a hypothetical, you know, I think we've lost the point of what sports is. So I would be curious to see it. I know everyone's gonna be mad at Giglio and Hugh for even talking about it, but it would be wild to see. It's like a science experiment. Now, to be clear, I would not bench Jalen to do it. I think their best chance to win the rest of the year is obviously with Jalen Hurts, but I'd be curious to see what it looks like. So anyway, just wanted to share my thoughts on that. All right. On the other side, we're going to get into power rankings, both where the Eagles are nationally, where people have them, and where I would have them in the NFC. Because to be honest, like, it really doesn't matter how they stack up to AFC teams. If they get to the Super Bowl, they'll have a chance to win it. So it's really about how they stack up to the teams in the NFC. So we're going to get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. 'Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long-distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Okay, let's do some good old-fashioned power rankings. Feel like we, you know, I love a good list. You know that about me if you listen to me over the years. I love a list. I love ranking things. I do it in my everyday life. I ask Kristen to do it all the time. We'll be sitting on the couch and be like, where would you rank this show among everything we've watched this year? Where would you rank this ranker and blah, 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 or this actor and blah, blah, blah. So I love a good ranking. So it's a bit surprising we haven't done more power rankings talk this year. But I guess with all the drama going on, remember for like 5 weeks straight, we talked about AJ every day. There's been a lot of other stuff to do. But with, you know, an extended break between the Friday game and next Monday, let's take a look at nationally how people are viewing the Eagles. And then I want to go over my power rankings because I tweeted them. People got really mad, but it is what it is. Okay. So first, nationally, ESPN has the Eagles sixth, and then in the NFC, they're behind the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Rams. That's the best one I can find for the Eagles in terms of highest rankings. Six is pretty strong, I will say. Like, I have them number one in the NFC, so I guess I don't view it as that strong, but I think, you know, that's a positive outcome. I think most fans, if you said to me, where would they rank in ESPN's power ranking? I think you'd be happy inside the top 10 and you'd be ecstatic inside the top five. And they're basically there. So ESPN has them ranked sixth. And as to why they have them ranked fifth or sixth, let me let you know the reason for that. Sorry. Of course, my computer is taking right now to go extremely slow. But all right, the Eagles. So last week they had them as fourth. So they dropped them down two spots and they write, the reigning offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley, has had a difficult time getting going in 2025. He's on pace for 1,048 rushing yards, just about half of his production from his record-breaking 2024 season. He has faced more stacked boxes and is running behind an offensive line that hasn't been as buttoned up as last season's group. The ground game is vital to Philly's operations. The Eagles need to figure out how to unlock Barkley if they have designs on making another Super Bowl run. So I think that's fair. They've obviously not done a good job running the ball this year. That's not a secret to anybody. The question is, are they going to be able to win despite not running the ball? Because I don't think they're going to turn it around as a running game. It's been too long. The offensive line's too banged up. I don't think that's going to happen. So it really comes down to, are they going to be able to win throwing the ball? Are they going to be able to win low score games? Are they going to be able to make enough plays in the passing game to keep things going? And I think that's a fair question to ask. And I agree. I don't think the running game is really going to get going. Now, USA Today has the Eagles 11th, and they write, AJ Brown is averaging 7.3 catches and 91 receiving yards with three touchdowns in Philly's four losses. In seven other games, all wins, he's averaging 47.7 yards and 3.9 receptions, all with three touchdowns. So tell us again, how important is it that you get the ball to AJ? You know, I've seen some of this online, this idea that, well, AJ's getting his numbers and they're not winning. I get it. I really don't think there's a correlation. Now, I don't think they should be forcing the ball to him. And if they're compromising other things on offense, get the ball to AJ, then I understand it. But I think it's, you know, like, I don't know, if there's one less call against Devontae or one less call on that Devontae catch late in the game against Dallas and they win, then is it smart to get AJ the ball? Like, I think it's a bit cherry picking on stats there. So I think you still want to get AJ involved, but yeah, I mean, it is interesting. They finally do and they've stopped winning. All right. NFL.com has the Eagles at 10th and they write, We haven't seen a repeat divisional champ in the NFC East since the Eagles won their fourth straight crown in 2004, and this year's Phillies team is doing everything it can to extend the drama as long as possible. A few weeks ago, the Eagles looked like shoo-ins for continued East supremacy, but the Cowboys are trying to somehow crash the party. It's still the Eagles' division to lose, but something's going to have to change on offense for them to have any shot of truly defending their Super Bowl title. Even the tush push doesn't feel like a team strength right now. There are multiple issues with this offense, but the bottom line is Jalen Hurts must play better. The presumption is the Eagles have the defense to make a deep playoff run, but the way they defended the run versus Chicago suggested this unit isn't nearly as impregnable as its reputation suggests. Interesting. I feel like different word there, but I don't know. That's what they wrote. So yeah, you know, three power rankings, Eagles sixth, USA Today ESPN has them sixth, US Today has them 11th, and NFL.com has them 10th. So where do I have them? Well, I thought it was interesting that every single power ranking there had them behind the Seahawks and the Rams, and then the majority of them had them behind the 49ers, Bears, and Packers. So almost the whole NFC North and half of the NFC West. Here's how I would rank the NFC. I would put the Eagles number one at 8-4, the Rams number two at 9-3, the Lions number three at 7-5, the Bears number four at 9-3, Seattle behind the Bears at 9-3, Dallas 6-5-1, shooting up the rankings. I have them behind Dallas. I'd have Seattle ahead of Dallas, I should say. Packers 8-3, right behind Dallas. And then the bottom three for me in terms of not ranking every single team, but just like all the notable teams. 49ers at 9-4, Buccaneers at 7-5, Panthers at 7-6. So why those rankings? Well, to start, I think the idea that if you're sitting there and going, it's crazy to have the Eagles number one. Is it? Are you sure about that? Right? As that, I think you should leave skit does. Wow. What a topical reference by me. Look, the Eagles have one more loss than the Rams and the Bears. They have beaten the Rams. They've beaten the Lions. They have beaten the Packers. They have beaten the Buccaneers. The only contending team they played this year that they lost to was the Bears. And so I could see the argument for the Bears ahead of them, but the Bears are not really playing better than the Eagles this year. They played better than the Eagles in that one game, and credit to them. But the Bears have never won a playoff game. The Bears have, you know, not even clinched the playoffs. Like, they're going to the playoffs, but the Bears have never even played a playoff game with Caleb Williams. You can't tell me playoff experience and resume doesn't matter here. And maybe I value it more than others because last year I had all year, like, the Chiefs pretty high up on the power rankings, right? Because I guess I'm a respect the resume guy. Like, the Chiefs, yeah, maybe, I mean, they might even make the playoffs. I was, you know, four years, five years of my life, it was petrifying to play the Chiefs. And maybe it's not as much anymore. I do think they've kind of lost their aura, as we talked about earlier in the year. But I don't think the Eagles have. Like, the Eagles are still a really tough team to beat. They're not playing well, for sure. But the Rams just lost to the Panthers, and the Eagles beat the Rams. So the Rams, I think, as a whole, are playing better football than the Eagles. But when you combine the fact that they essentially have the same record with the fact that the Eagles beat them, I think it's perfectly fair to have the Eagles ahead of them. And then to have the Lions third, like, Lions aren't playing great this year. Would you pick the Bears to beat the Lions in a playoff game? I wouldn't. Would you pick the Seahawks to beat the Lions in a playoff game? I wouldn't. Seattle, for all the talk about New England being frauds and not playing any good teams, here's a team Seattle's beaten. The Steelers, the Saints, the Cardinals twice, the Jags, the Texans, the Commanders, the Titans, and the Vikings. Their losses, the Rams, the Bucks, the 49ers. So the three best teams they've played, they lost to. And the rest of their wins, there's really not an impressive one amongst them. So I don't view Seattle as legit. Every time they play a big game, they lose, and Darnold plays poorly. So I would pick the Bears to beat the Seahawks in a game. And that's kind of how I did my power rankings. I'd pick the Eagles to beat the Rams. I'd pick the Rams to beat the Lions. I'd pick the Lions to beat the Bears. I'd pick the Bears to beat Seattle. I would pick Dallas to beat the Packers if it was in Dallas. I have Dallas ahead of the Packers just because they're playing so much better than them right now. They tied earlier in the year. They didn't tie. Yeah, no, they did tie. Did they tie? No, they didn't. Yeah, they tied. They tied. It was Dallas that beat the Giants in overtime, and then the Dallas and Packers tied. Dallas versus Packers is a little more difficult because I think where that game's plays matters so much. But I think Dallas has a way better offense and a way better quarterback than the Packers do. So I'll put Dallas ahead of the Packers. The Niners, it's really hard for me to get a read on. They're 9-4. They've done it with two different quarterbacks, which is impressive for a head coach. But I wouldn't say gives me a ton of confidence in them as a team because they don't have an established quarterback and someone that's been lighting it up all year. So I have my questions about them. The Buccaneers seem to be falling off a little bit. I think because the Eagles always struggle against them, there's a concern about the Buccaneers. But I think the 49ers would beat the Buccaneers. And then I'm going to put the Panthers in this list. Like, hey, give them credit. They're pesky, they're frisky, whatever term you want to use. But I think they would lose to all these teams in the playoffs. So I know people don't feel great about the Eagles right now, but when you combine the resume overall with the resume this year and the quality opponents they've beaten, I still think they deserve to wear the crown in the NFC. But obviously, these next few games are going to really decide it because there's a chance Monday night we're doing a post-game pod with James and it's like, yeah, this thing's over. Or we're saying, you know what? They bounce back. The Super Bowl path is back on. So we will have much more to talk about throughout the week. We'll start to preview the game. Like I said, we have Joe DeCamera on the pod with me and James on Thursday. So that'll be fun and lots of different things to get into. So go out, enjoy your day. Hopefully it's not all rainy like it was yesterday, and talk to you guys later. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.